The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The war is on. I think it says a lot about the whole Donald Trump camp, the insiders there, that they know to be tied into the info war pretty much constantly. A lot of exciting stuff coming up. The American people are taking the gloves off against the globalists. They want to conquer us down to the individual. By the way, Bernie Sanders about a month ago came out, or I guess 3 weeks ago, came out and said, white people don't know what it's like to be poor. And I said, we're going to have a meme contest for a week. I'll announce the winner. And then I never really ordered the crew to follow it, and a bunch of submissions came in. We never posted them. Well, they pulled them up yesterday. They were in the email. They're on InfoWars.com. We're going to give it till Friday now so more folks can enter the contest. The $1,000 winner will be announced. Second place, $500. Third place will get a Hillary for prison T-shirt. And the article is up on InfoWars.com. So you can see some of the contest entries that have already come in. Here's the headline. Meme contest exposes Sanders. Absurd white people don't know what it's like to be poor, remark. We'll announce the winners on Friday at the end of the third hour, maybe in the fourth hour. That way all the great memes get coverage on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else. But it's not about winning $1,000. It's about getting involved and countering this crazy hypocrisy. Richard, 3 minutes and 10 seconds till we... hand the baton to David Knight. You've got the floor. What else you want to get into here?
All right. Well, talking about Bernie there, basically I've really joined the Larry Nichols camp about the race in the Democrat Party. I think really, you know, we've been hearing this email story about Hillary. Oh, will she be indicted, et cetera, et cetera. I just think that the whole thing with the emails right now is, yes, they can take her down anytime they want to, but basically it's made it look like she's under attack. Oh, please vote for her. Democrats line up for her. And then at the same time, Bernie Sanders taken away would-be Donald Trump votes. So I think basically the whole game on the left has just been big diversion, A, to help Hillary, B, to hurt Donald Trump, and then C, you know, they might even take Hillary out at the right time and put in Biden. Who knows what they'll do. But coming back to the Republican Party GOP race here in Wisconsin, really one of the things about John Kasich is this. Why has he stayed in the race? And what it's boiled down to is this. John Kasich is basically the representative of the legacy establishment faction of the Republican Party. That's why they have to keep him in the race, because if they don't keep him in the race, in these upcoming, there's about 15 or 20 states remaining. If John Kasich's not there, then a lot of the established voters, they may not even come out to vote. And even worse would be is those people don't come and participate in the convention process, the caucus process, and get themselves to Cleveland. Thereby, they would vacate positions for constitutionalists and patriots delegates to fill up the Cleveland Convention Hall. So that's why they're keeping John Kasich in this race. He's kind of the placeholder for the establishment. I think down the road, if they do have a high majority delegate representation at the RNC, which I don't think they will, I think we're going to have 60 to 70% of the Quicken Loans arena is going to be constitutionalists and patriots. We're going to load that thing up with 60, 70% constitutionalists and patriots. The problem is we're divided between Trump and Cruz. So what you're going to be seeing is potentially Ted trying to line up with the establishment, that 20 or 30% delegates to have a majority that way. Or, you know, Trump could be in that. He's in that position too. But the other thing about Trump is he can come across and I think grab 10 or 20% of Ted's delegates if he approaches it the right way. So basically, I see that the establishment is going to have a minority faction there in Cleveland, and the only way they're going to get what they're going to get is because Kasich's in the race. If he dropped out right now, we would probably have an 80, maybe even 90% constitutionalist patriot delegation there in Cleveland. So that's Kasich's role, is to make sure the establishment legacy faction of the delegates show up to Cleveland to get there to Cleveland so that they have an opportunity. And part of the gambit is...
Well, Richard, we're out of time. David Knight's coming up. We'll talk to you more tomorrow. Great job. David Knight takes over. Don't forget, we are listener-supported, high-quality products, InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping on orders of $50 or above. Free 10% off on the products when you sign up for AutoShip. Amazing products right now. InfoWarsLive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. A sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4040 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4040.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this fourth hour. I'm David Knight, your host on this bright, cold day in April when the clock is striking 13. Yeah, that's the opening of George Orwell's 1984. And I thought it was an interesting place to start this hour. There's a story from RT talking about how the BBC, the actual Ministry of Truth, this is what Orwell patterned it after. He worked at the BBC. And we'll talk about the connections to the BBC and the Ministry of Truth of propaganda. Of course, now the BBC is going to put a statue up to honor George Orwell. I guess that gives them street cred. Not really. Not really. They say, despite his resignation from the BBC in 1943, when he grew tired of, quote, pushing propaganda, a statue is being made of George Orwell, the author of 1984. And it'll soon be outside the London headquarters of the BBC.
And, of course, his real name is Eric Blair. If you don't know, they say the inscription that will be there with the statue is, if liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. Sounds like a pushback against political correctness. It sounds like a microaggression. And, of course, people like George Orwell would be shown the door in today's BBC in a split second because they are the home of political correctness. Look at what they did with Top Gear and Jeremy Clarkson the many years. Of course, they used the physical altercation that he had with one of the guys. They were going to get rid of him anyway. They absolutely despised Jeremy Clarkson because in a humorous way, he exposed their political correctness. So they despised him like they despised Donald Trump because he doesn't expose their political correctness with any humor. He's very blunt and in their face about it. And I think that's the way we need to confront political correctness. The greatest threat to free speech and free thought in the world today is the political correctness that is being taught in universities. Back to this story. They point out, of course, the BBC that now is going to portray itself as honoring George Orwell. He actually used Room 101 as the torture chamber that he depicts in 1984. So they take people to Room 101 in 1984 to torture them. Well, 1984 was named after the conference room in the BBC headquarters where he had a severe disliking, as the RT points it out. They say in his 1943 resignation letter that you can find on the BBC's online archives, George Orwell attacked the corporation's tendency to broadcast hopeless propaganda on India. Well, it's a different issue today. It's not India, but it's still hopeless propaganda. Remember, we had the person at the Pentagon briefing who said, nobody believes us. This is just useless propaganda. They know that we're lying to them. Said that at the Pentagon briefing. Remember, that was put up on the Drudge Report. She said, people can look up the information on the internet, they can look it up on the Drudge Report. They know that we're lying to them, and it's not getting us anywhere. Why are we continuing down this process? Well, that's the way the establishment works. You know, when I'm looking at what's happening in North Carolina, and I'm thinking about the way they push their agenda. There's a story in the New American talking about how North Carolina is being punished for protecting privacy. And as I was on my way into work today, I heard on the news that we now have PayPal saying they are going to boycott North Carolina. And we've had mayors from Seattle and San Francisco saying they're going to boycott North Carolina. Now, you know, the New York governor, Cuomo, has also said the same thing. I don't know what it means when you've got a city that is going to boycott North Carolina. Well, it's travel to North Carolina. Do they really do that much travel to North Carolina? Is that going to bring North Carolina to its knees? And, of course, the big deal with PayPal is they were going to send in 400 jobs into North Carolina. So North Carolina needs to bow down to the demands of the people from San Francisco and Seattle and New York and PayPal. Look, I've been boycotting PayPal myself for a long time because of their complicity with the NSA. They don't respect and understand freedom of any sort, and yet they want to lecture North Carolina. What are they concerned about? Well, maybe you don't know this issue if you're not in North Carolina. The city of Charlotte passed a regulation that would demand that people of any sex could use any bathroom that they wished because they wanted to cater to transsexuals. They didn't care about the privacy of women or children or even men, for that example. I don't want to be in a restroom where women are coming in, and women don't want to be in a restroom where men are coming in. And it's not only just the restrooms. It is also locker rooms. So they decided that they would cater to the LGBT crowd, and immediately North Carolina said, not going to happen. Not going to happen. The Senate and the House passed a bill. The governor signed it. Now there's been a lawsuit by the ACLU, by a group that was the group that actually put this through. Interestingly enough, they said, you're portraying us as child molesters, and yet the group that put this through had as its head a transgender individual who has been convicted of sex with minors or some kind of illegal sexual issue with minors in the past. So there you go. the guy who put this thing through, or woman, whatever he is at this point, okay, actually has a history of this sort of thing. The Senate Republican leader and House Speaker had a statement. They said this lawsuit that has been filed takes this debate out of the hands of the voters and instead attempts to argue with a straight face that there is a previously undiscovered right in the U.S. Constitution for men to use women's bathrooms and locker rooms. And now the Attorney General of North Carolina, Roy Cooper, who is going to be running, I would add, very unsuccessfully for governor in North Carolina. He's a Democrat. He has said that he is not going to defend this lawsuit to try to essentially overturn the law that has been overwhelmingly passed by the Republican Senate, House, and signed by the Republican governor. New American is reporting on this, and they say it's simply not credible to argue that this is a constitutional right. They say James Madison, George Washington, Ben Franklin did not intend to make sure that men could use a little girl's room when they drafted the Constitution in 1787. And one of the people speaking out on this is Paul Stamm, somebody that I know personally. And like David Simpson in Texas, you know, occasionally you run across an individual in government that has integrity, not just integrity, but solid, solid integrity. David Simpson is someone like that here in Texas. He's the guy who offered the bill to stop the TSA from doing what it's doing to all of us at the airport. But, you know, most of Americans don't really care about that anymore. They don't care about their decency or their privacy, but he did. He also offered an amendment to get marijuana completely out of the Texas legal code. I really respect the man. Paul Stamm is one of those individuals with that kind of integrity, doesn't necessarily agree with those same issues. But he says this. He said, we're trying to protect the reasonable expectations of privacy of 99.9% of our citizens who think that they're going into a restroom or into a changing room or into a locker room and that they will be private. Now, as we were reminded this weekend with Hillary Clinton's gaffe for Planned Parenthood, privacy doesn't mean what you think it means. Now, we've seen this illustrated to us over and over again. You don't have privacy when it comes to your papers, your personal effects, the things that are enumerated in principle in the Fourth Amendment. No, you don't have any privacy there. You don't have any privacy anymore in restrooms, according to what the progressives want to do. No, the only place that you have any privacy, the only time that you have privacy, is when you want to kill a baby. Then it's an issue of privacy. The only time that you have choice is not how you're going to educate your child. It's not what you're going to do in your life. No, the only place that you have choice is when you choose to kill your child. And, of course, as Hillary Clinton was talking about it this weekend, the Planned Parenthood people are very upset with her. She just threw out all the scripted language that they use to control us. You see, they picked the terms very, very carefully so that they can manipulate you. And she didn't say terminating a fetus. And as I pointed out last night, it's almost, I can imagine, like the screw tape letters that C.S. Lewis did, where he had a devil talking to another devil in a you know, fictional thing here, where he's basically trying to lay out issues that confront Christians in their life, talking about how, you know, don't focus on this person being a real person that's sitting in the pew next to you. Focus on the fact that they have funny hair or that they've got squeaky shoes as they sit down in the church pew, that type of thing. And so he's giving lectures to the lower demon as to how to manipulate people. And I thought, you know, when I saw these protestations from Planned Parenthood, it's kind of like the screw tape letters to Hillary Clinton. Do not talk about a child having constitutional rights or a person having constitutional rights. No, it's not a child. It's not a child. It's a fetus. We know fetus is Latin for baby, but people don't think about that, okay? It really is a child. You can call it a fetus. You can call it a child. You can call it a person. It is all of those things, all of those things. And yet, for her to say, no, 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 an unborn person doesn't have constitutional rights, and the people at Planned Parenthood, I could just see them stomping their feet and pulling their hair out. And yet, she didn't have a bad week. Not according to the mainstream press. It was Donald Trump that had a bad week when he said something about abortion, when he got into a strong argument with Chris Matthews kept pushing him on this, and I think he got Donald Trump a bit confused. Fine, whatever. Donald Trump is not a dictator who is going to be able to tell us what the abortion laws is. And we need to get over this idea that the Supreme Court should be a dictator. One of the gaffes that nobody even talked about, it should be a gaffe, but they accept it. Hillary Clinton was saying, Roe v. Wade is the law of the land. It's the Constitution. No, the Supreme Court does not make law. At least it shouldn't. And we should not accept that right. That's one of the key problems with Ted Cruz. He accepts the idea that the Supreme Court legislates and amends our Constitution.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk in this segment about Wisconsin's cheesy establishment politics. But before we do, I want to tell you that we now have actually sold out of Anthroplex. We warned you about that yesterday. We would sell out of our new supplement, selling very quickly. Even though it is sold out, we've held back a small supply for everyone who goes to InfoWarsLife.com and chooses auto ship. And that's a way that you can make sure you never run out of the supplements that you like to use in your personal life. Sign up for auto ship. It helps us to manage our inventory, and we like to make this a win-win situation. You help us manage our inventory, we give you a 10% discount off of everything that you buy when you sign up as a regular auto ship customer. Again, Anthroplex is sold out. You can still sign up and get that as a auto ship customer, and that is true of any of our sold out products as well. We also have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That's our new drink mix that's at InfoWarsLife.com. That is still available. We'll sell out of that pretty quickly as well because this is a limited first run. We've worked for years with chemists to create the most powerful, affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula out there. It gives you a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body needs. And the best thing about this, there's no fillers in it. It's all plant-derived or the highest quality lab standards. So there's no heavy metals or anything in that. It's got the essential ingredients that you're going to need for a full month's base of nutrients. So that's something I tried today, and it actually is very good tasting. I'm going to try it. Leanne McAdoo was talking with Alex Jones yesterday and saying that she tried it with some mineral water, some sparkling mineral water. I think that would really pop it in terms of the taste. But it's very good tasting. It's sweet. It's got xylitol in it, which is one of the sweeteners that I like to always look for. I don't like sugar. Sugar rots your teeth. Xylitol has calories. It's not one of these synthetic petroleum-based sweeteners that's not good for you. It's also not something that eats your brain like some of these other artificial sweeteners. But xylitol is a natural ingredient, and it is actually good for your teeth. It was actually a dentist who recommended it to me the first time I tried it. We started using that as a sugar replacement in our household. It's got a little bit less calories than sugar, but again, it's something that, like everything else in the Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink, we have carefully selected the ingredients to give you the best quality we can find. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Today, of course, is the Wisconsin primary. And it was interesting today to see a new poll that came out that showed Donald Trump as a 10% lead. Now, the question is this a real result, or is this showing a new trend, or is this an outlier poll? This came from the American Research Group. Now, this is not a poll company that I was very familiar with, so I did a little bit of research at it. I looked at some background. One person who went through and analyzed this pointed out that, well, in six states, for example, they did a very good job of predicting where Trump was going to be, even though other polls were not doing that. For example, in New Hampshire, they had predicted that Trump would get 33. He actually got 35.3. In South Carolina, they predicted that he would get 34. The actual results are 32.5. So we see this over and over again. In Texas, they predicted 32. He actually got 26.7. So that was the biggest difference. But then in some other places, like Florida, they predicted he would get 49. He got 45.8. The question is, with all these polls, and you know, we look at these polls, and they talk about them being scientific polls. The question is always, how scientific can it be if they get such radically different results? That's the thing that always concerns me, even though they'll typically say that they've got a margin of error of about 4 or 5%. If you look at most of these polls, their samples are about 400 or 500 people. There was one poll that was conducted in Wisconsin, and it was, I think it was ended on March 22nd. So it's almost 2 weeks old now. But in that poll, you had Trump winning by 2 or 3%. That poll, though, only had a margin of error of 1%. And they had a sample of 6,200 people. So that's why they got their margin of error down. So it's always a question when you look at these polls, just how scientific they are. If they're scientific, how do all these different groups get such radically different results? Let's take a look at this particular one, for example. Besides the 10-point lead, they have Trump at 42%, Cruz at 32%. Hot Air looks at it, and they say, well, okay, nobody else has predicted this wide a lead, and everybody else is predicting Cruz by 3 to 5%. So they say, it wouldn't be unusual for ARG to miss big on a primary during the campaign. They said they've gotten some more or less right, and I just read to you six of them where they got it very close. But they say that they also missed some other ones. They called one state for Kasich, and he didn't even come close. So we don't really know exactly where this is going to go. It's certainly interesting to see that, according to this poll, Kasich is taking a lot of the Democrats and independents. That may be why Donald Trump is so upset about Kasich remaining in. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in this fourth hour. And, of course, tonight is the Wisconsin primary. We haven't had a primary last week, so it's been 2 weeks since we've had a primary. It's a bit of a dry spell here. It's going to be a couple of weeks, I think, before we have another big primary in New York. I believe is coming up April 19th. A lot of states in the Northeast are going to be voting coming up. That's why many people have said, as Roger Stone tweeted out, he said, win or lose, Ted Cruz is going to be dead in the water by April the 26th, because he's headed to an area that is very, very hostile to him. He said he doesn't share New Yorkers' values, and they understand that. They understand he doesn't value New York. But in Wisconsin, it's his territory. You got to understand when we talk about Wisconsin's politics, that is the place where Paul Ryan is. It's where Reince Priebus, the RNC head, is from. And, of course, remember, as the presidential campaign kicked off last summer, Scott Walker, Wisconsin's Republican governor, was the person that the establishment, I'm talking about the GOP establishment as well as the media, were telling us he was the guy to watch. He was going to be the one that probably would take it, possibly would take it away from Jeb Bush. Well, the guy was as wooden as Reince Priebus, and he didn't have a pulse. Not in the polls, probably not in real life. Wisconsin is establishment territory. And if the best that Ted Cruz can do is pull off a 4 or 5% win in that area when he's got all of the establishment backing him there, where they've had massive ads run against him, but primarily the conservative talk radio hosts, if that's the best that he can do in essentially home territory, then he is done. This is something that came out of Politico, which I think is very interesting. We've had our InfoWars crew up in Wisconsin for the last week. We've had four people up there. We've had Richard Reeves that Alex Jones was just talking to. He's still there. He's going to be there today looking at exit polls and talking to people. We've also had Rob Dew, my son, Travis Knight, and Kit Daniels, our writer, have all been up there for the last week. And they've been going to rally after rally after rally. Massive rallies. Giant rallies. And so then we see this Politico story today. Milwaukee snubs Trump. Now, it may be true what they're saying, that he went to a half-empty auditorium in Milwaukee, because Milwaukee is the territory of Paul Ryan and these talk show hosts like Charlie Sykes or Snikes or something like that. That's a local talk show host who had a back and forth with Donald Trump. And they've been basically trashing Trump around the clock. There's about five local radio hosts in Wisconsin that have been doing that. But they say there was a half-empty auditorium in Milwaukee. They don't say how big the auditorium was, and they don't talk about how big Ted Cruz's auditorium or crowd size were. But they just say, wow, everybody was excited for Ted Cruz, but things were really kind of drab for Trump. And that's really not what our reporters saw. That's why we send reporters to these places, so we can give you our firsthand account. Just as we began the broadcast, talking about how George Orwell left the BBC saying it was nothing but hopeless propaganda. That's what we're seeing from the mainstream media. Look at this memo that came out of the Trump campaign from the Washington Post. This is the headline is "Internal Memo Reveals Trump Campaign's Mounting Fury with Its Critics." They say in a private document that was circulated over the weekend and obtained by the Washington Post, Trump campaign senior advisor Barry Bennett revealed the mounting frustrations among top aides of Trump as they closed what has become a tumultuous week. That's the narrative that everybody is repeating over and over. Oh, it's been a terrible week for Donald Trump. Because, you know, he stood up against some patently false charges against his campaign manager. Don't listen to the narrative from the mainstream media. Look at the video. Look at Field's testimony about how she was thrown to the ground. It was the worst thing that happened to her since her father died. Really? Really? I mean, you talk about some feminist getting triggered, and of course, that's what we have seen with the Megyn Kelly press corps. And that includes some men, like that local talk show host in Wisconsin, Charlie, whatever his name is. Well, I've got his name in here somewhere. But let me read you this memo. It was entitled "Digging Through the BS." And he spelled it out. He says, America, this is what a senior advisor to the Trump campaign said about the establishment. He said, America is sick of them. Their idiotic attacks just remind voters why they hate the Washington establishment. He goes on to say, the media themselves couldn't wait to label this week the worst week yet ever. They said, yet another pathetic display of the so-called experts who line their pockets at the expense of our candidates and our causes. When reached by phone, Bennett confirmed that he wrote the memo and sent it to his colleagues in the campaign. He said, personally, it's been a very hard time. You've got Republicans in Washington saying they're keeping lists of people who work for Mr. Trump. Oh, you know, kind of like McCarthyism. Who say you'll never work in this town again. good, because we need honest people outside of Washington. We need people who will shut this criminal cancer that is metastasizing all over this country in every issue. Washington wants to control our lives. We need to shut that down. We need to have good people not working in that town. We need to understand that everything is not going to be solved by sending people to Washington, even a president. We need to fight these issues, especially the issues of individual liberty. We need to fight them at the state and the local level and at the jury level. I just talked last night to Lynn Ulbricht, mother of Ross Ulbricht, the guy who was given two life sentences for running Silk Road. Now, understand, Silk Road is a website that was set up on the dark web. Ross Ulbricht was somebody who had very strong convictions about a libertarian society. And rather than going through the political process, he said, you know, they don't have any right to tell us what we can buy and sell, what we can put in our bodies. I mean, he didn't allow, contrary to the accusations that they had there, he did not set up anything for an assassination. That was total nonsense. But he did allow people to buy and sell illegal substances to violate the war on drugs and to do it over the internet using Bitcoin. Now, the people who actually sold the illegal drugs were getting 5 to 10 years. He had a website that these people were using, and for running the website, he got 2 life sentences. Now, why did he get such a disparity, such a different sentence? Oh, as a matter of fact, too, let me not forget. 2 of the key investigating agents, one from the Secret Service, one from the DEA, one of them embezzled $800,000. He had the keys to Silk Road. He could have done any kind of, put any kind of information in there to incriminate Ross Ulbricht. And yet, he and another guy who worked for the DEA that were both involved in criminal actions and have both been sentenced to jail, they got 5 years. He gets 2 life sentences. And the judge who did it said, well, this is in large part due to the fact that he is anti-government, teaching him a lesson. They don't care so much if you're driving drunk on the highway. You better not drive without a license, because then you're challenging their authority. Ross was challenging their authority. And, you know, when we talk about fully informed juries and the fact that people need to understand that it is not just the facts of the case that they are there to judge, but they are to judge the law itself and how it is being applied. If it is being applied in an excessive punishment way, remember that's in the Constitution as well, you know, no excessive punishment. If they are creating laws with excessive punishment, if they're giving people mandatory minimum sentences of 10 years because they're a nonviolent offender, maybe even a first-time offender, but the quantity of marijuana triggers the 10-year sentence because of mandatory minimums, we ought to have juries who say, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to let you do that to our fellow citizens. We need to watch each other's backs on this. So that's what fully informed juries are about. But let me tell you how bad it really is. It's so bad that they wouldn't even tell the jurors about these criminals that were working for them, the criminal government agents who were conducting the investigation, who subsequently went to prison. They knew about it, and they wouldn't tell the jury about these criminals who were supposedly the police. So that's how far away we are from all this. Now, I got off on a tangent, but I want to go back to this memo that came out of the Trump campaign. He said, when asked whether his ire was directed more at the national media or the GOP's establishment wing, Bennett said, both. He said, all of it is the establishment. The press is printing the narrative that the Republican establishment is setting. What's necessary, what I'm saying here, is that we can't let that influence how we see ourselves. Think for yourselves. And people are thinking for themselves. And they're getting beyond these partisan party politics. Now, when we look at this, it's another indication that the people around Trump get it. We've got the guy who was Stephen Miller, I believe is his name. He was a long-term advisor for Senator Sessions, the only person who really exposed what's going on with these transatlantic and transpacific partnerships, that they call them. They're globalist treaties that will establish a commission offshore. These are treaties that were written by corporate lobbyists. Our legislators were not allowed to be involved in the process. They kept it secret from them. They were not supposed to talk to people. When they lifted the gag order, only one senator took the time to try to educate his other senators and the public, and that was Senator Sessions. He started talking to Donald Trump last August, and he endorsed Donald Trump. It's the only time he's ever endorsed a political candidate because he understands that Trump gets it on these crucial issues. And the establishment understands that Donald Trump gets it on these crucial issues, too. And let me give you an example of where this is headed. WikiLeaks, for example, reveals an IMF plan to cause a credit event in Greece and to destabilize Europe. This is an article from Zero Hedge that we have on Infowars.com. They say one of the recurring concerns involving Europe's seemingly perpetual economic, financial, and social crisis is that these have been largely predetermined, scripted, and deliberate acts. Now, of course, we've talked many times, and he lists this in the article. He says on environmental issues, we've got to advance the idea of global governance, and of course, to fund global governance with carbon taxes. Terrorism is used to increase surveillance. We have global financial crises. We have the EMU. He says, however, this morning, we got another confirmation of how supranational organizations plan European crises in advance to further their goals. When WikiLeaks published the transcript of a teleconference that took place March 19th, 2016, just a couple of weeks ago, between two top IMF officials in charge of managing the Greek debt crisis. You thought that was over? No. They're keeping these people on the hook. They've just extended this. Now listen what they are planning. IMF staffers, that's the International Monetary Fund, are caught on tape planning to tell Germany the organization would abandon the Troika if the IMF and the Commission fail to reach an agreement on Greek debt relief. The IMF officials say that the threat of an imminent financial catastrophe, as The Guardian puts it, is needed to force other players into accepting its measures like cutting Greek pensions and working conditions, as Bloomberg puts it, quote, considering a plan to cause a credit event in Greece and to destabilize Europe. Why would they want to create a credit event in Greece and destabilize Europe? Well, he goes on to say, they believe a credit event is the only thing that could trigger a Greek deal, and the event that they hint at is taking place sometime around the referendum that is taking place in Europe, June 23rd, the Brexit referendum, where Britain is voting on whether or not they're going to exit the EU, the Brexit referendum. And so what they would do is create a financial crisis at the time of the referendum on Britain's exit from the EU. That's the way they manipulate the process. They've done it over and over again. And as Bloomberg points out, the leak shows officials linking the Greek issue with the UK referendum, risking general political destabilization in Europe. Now, if you don't understand what's going on, understand this. The IMF and the people who are controlling the European Union, who want to consolidate the European government together into United States of Europe, that is an intermediate step to world government consolidation. And again, when you look at these treaties, the transatlantic, the transpacific partnership, as we pointed out many times, of course, they both connect us to a more consolidated, they do the consolidation first economically, then they do it politically. A consolidated Asia, consolidated Europe joined to a consolidated North American Union, okay, with NAFTA. So we've got our NAFTA, they've got their European Union. They're a little bit farther along in the European Union than we have become with the North American Union. We just have the free trade agreement that is bleeding us dry economically. The free trade agreement that John Kasich helped to pass. And he destroyed the people, the factories in Ohio, but he still got the votes somehow. I wonder if the people actually voted for him. Nevertheless, understand that when we look at what's happening in Europe, they're willing to burn down Europe economically to maintain their plans of global consolidation. They want to keep this thing that is starting to unravel. They want to keep it together. And, of course, the open borders and immigration are part of that as well. Nothing can stand in the way of their consolidation. And that explains why, at this point, they would not consolidate around a front runner like Donald Trump. In the past, they would have put pressure on other candidates who might be in there for their ego to get out. Now they're pressuring these people to stay in. because they want to try to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't get the 50% plus one vote majority to get it, and they can take it from him at the convention. Because why would they do this? They could easily do a deal with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is somebody who has done deals all the time. Of course, there was an article that I just saw last couple of days about, I think it was on the Drudge Report, about how Donald Trump has got some information on Roger Ailes and the Fox News Corporation. Maybe that, they said, is why they're going lighter on him than they have. I don't think they've been going light on him at all. Nevertheless, the reason he's got that information is because they called Donald Trump in to do a negotiation about a guy who did an expose on Roger Ailes and Fox News. And there was, they fired him, and then there was a lawsuit based on that firing. They couldn't come to a negotiated settlement and arbitration. So what'd they do? They called in Donald Trump. Why? Because he can make deals with people. Okay? That's what he does. Now, the Republicans could make deals with him on everything except this central issue. They must have these consolidations that are coming through the trade treaties, through the climate treaties, through the open borders. Those three things are necessary for them to push their globalist agenda. And if they're willing to burn down Europe economically to keep that consolidation, that globalization going, you can bet they're willing to burn down the Republican Party. And you know what? So am I. So am I. It is far too long for us to have just these two parties. We need to be looking at third parties. We need to be looking at alternatives to this. We need to understand that there is nothing in the Constitution that says we'll only have two parties. There certainly isn't anything in the Constitution that says those two parties will be the Democrat and Republican parties. Even if you think we need to have a two-party democracy, let's change the parties. Look at what the Democrats are doing for Hillary Clinton. The Bernie people have to be doing this as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Spend your life with ExtendoVite.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, packed flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in this last segment here. I want to take a look at what's really in store for Ted Cruz, even if he wins today. What's going to happen at the convention from some of the insiders as they talk about the way they're going to move going forward. Before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know that we still have in stock our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That's our drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a new product. It is a limited first run, so it'll sell out pretty quickly. But again, I pointed out earlier in the show, I tried it today, this morning, for the first time. It tastes great. It's got a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. It's a great way to get your baseline nutrition in. It's great tasting. Everything there is plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That's our Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink, and you can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. It's our newest product. Get it while it is still available. And also, if you're having trouble getting some of the other products, as I mentioned, Anthroplex, our second newest product, just sold out. We can still supply that for people who sign up for auto ship. And, of course, we always do reserve supplies for people who are on auto ship. So if you sign up for that, you get the product guaranteed delivery as well as a 10% discount. That's our way of thanking you for helping us to know what our supply and demand is going to be. Now, going back to what's happening tonight with this primary in Wisconsin, we've got a new story that's up from the Washington Examiner with Reince Priebus going on, the local radio talk show host Charlie Sykes. This guy's been in the news quite a bit. This is, I guess, his 15 minutes of fame during the Wisconsin primary, because we've got, this is the home of the establishment Republicans. Reince Priebus, of course, is the RNC chair, and he's said it again. We've had these clips going for several months where Reince Priebus is saying in a very creepy way, no, you don't understand, it's not an election. They are trying to join us. And he takes his hands and he's like, join us. Well, he said it again. By the way, this is the nomination of the Republican Party. If you don't like our party, then sit down. The party is choosing a nominee. And as some of these other people who are in the GOP establishment have said, when asked, well, then why do we have primaries and caucuses? They said, well, good question. I'll tell you why. They want to present the illusion that you have some input into the process. Now, you can have an input in the process if you show up in sufficient numbers. If you give the if you show up and they've got a 20% lead for one candidate, they can't rig that election at the ballot box. And they can't rig that election at the convention either if Donald Trump gets a majority. Their plans are to try to take it on the second and third ballot. That was made very clear when we had this article that was up on Breitbart last week. It was something from a longtime GOP consultant, Alex Castellanos. And he put this out on his mailing list talking about Paul Ryan as being Miss America. And he's going through the whole process. Now, this is the guy who back in January had said, I'm trying to get an anti-Trump campaign going, but I don't get any takers from the donor class. And he goes, it's just too confusing for them. It's getting late in the game. He says, if you disqualify Trump, then you could help Ted Cruz. If you disqualify Ted Cruz, then you could help Trump. And they don't like either one of these guys. He goes, two-thirds of the party is in one of these guys' pockets. One-third is in the establishment lane. Well, now he's changed. And he's talking about, hey, on the second ballot, Trump starts to bleed. On the third ballot, he bleeds to death on the convention floor. And then he says, it's not going to go to Ted Cruz. He's Miss Congeniality, and he's not very congenial. No, why would we go to John Kasich, who wants to settle for Miss Ohio, when you can get Miss America, Paul Ryan, the guy who's already run for vice president just 4 years ago? That's their plan, to steal it. That's what we talk about, having a new face. Join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the Nightly News.
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.